saw things that needed to be achieved. When I first arrived here, this enormous complex of buildings spread out over 300 or more acres were essentially, from the clinician's point of view, 24 large containers of human beings, and many of these wards where today we wouldn't dream of housing more than 20 people, were housing up to 50 or more. And I think the population when I arrived in 74 was around about 960 patients altogether. It peaked about 1970 at about 1,000 residents. That's a lot of people for a state of only 450,000 people. Things had to change, and I saw that as my goal, and the medical commissioner at the time, Graham Dick, had called me aside. He was a Northern Irishman, funny enough, but the only man who used to call me Reggie. Well, he still knows being called Reggie when I was a boy, but somehow he could get away with it. And he called me aside and said, Reggie, you've got to shrink this hospital. Shrink, nudge, nudge, ha, ha, ha. And I said, yes, we've got to deinstitutionalise, which I think is the buzzword at the time. So I saw that as the main goal, to help this hospital downsize and prepare for a more community-based service. That's the trouble with it. Like any organism, I suppose it's got too big for itself, and maintenance of it was vast, and the money just couldn't go on being poured into it. There are some aspects to hospital management of people that will be lost, I'm sure, but there will be a lot of things that that aren't good that will go as well. So, you know, I mean, you have to say, look, I believe we're going in the right direction generally. Mental health is part of the total community and health service, so it's returned back to the fold. But that 20 years that it was run by a separate commission were vital years. I think what we have been fortunate enough in Tasmania to achieve is that the pace of change has been right. It's not been too fast, so that we've galloped away and there's been tragedy, because people would be abandoned if the process was too fast. It's been not too slow, but slow enough to be able to heed the mistakes of other countries and other states, and to pick the eyes out of all their trials and errors and get it right first time through. And I think we've done fairly well, quite honestly.